Okay, right, we stay. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, for his word shall hide in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom is at hand, one Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, of life and liberty to all glory. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen, amen.
All right. All right, Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Bubb, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jonice Ronce, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Bubb, Jeremy Matthews and family, Frank and Luana, Kaylin, Anna, Addie, Heather Mills, Suzanne, Lotus Veto, and as we remember, also had sister and niece. Okay? Of course, as remember, Rosa and the family there. All right. Has anybody got anything on your heart this morning? Oh, Heavenly gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we just pray now for all these folks that's on our prayer list and once it's been spoken by request this morning. Lord, we pray, God, for Rosa and her family, Lord, there that lost her daughter. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless and touch her and her family. Help them in this time of grief. And Lord, we pray, God, that you just be with us and help us, Lord, to do the things that we need to do. And God, we pray, Lord, for our church, Lord, that you would bless it. God, that you'd use this little place to be a light to this community. And Lord, we just thank you, God, for all that you have done for us, Lord, the many places that you've worked in our lives, in our church. Lord, how you took care of us. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you just continue to help us and to lead us through these times. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless this little place, that it be a place where people can come, Lord, and worship and praise and honor you. And God, we pray, Lord, for our country, Lord, that you just bless it. Help our nation, Lord, it's sick, it needs healed. Lord, it just needs to get back to you. And we just pray, God, that you just, Lord, save them one at a time. And God, we pray, Lord, that you just help us as this morning to break the bread of life. Lord, that you would help us in everything that we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, Let's just do 235.
You got the same too, it's, I mean, it's not just, it's cause we're standing here, you got the same.
Bye. Yes, sir, Lord.
CJ, okay, we're going to be in the Old Testament this morning. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Preacher, have you prayed for us?
Lord, we just thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to tell you we love you. And Lord, just thank you that you love us, Lord, that you gave your son to die for us. Lord, we're just glad we don't have to die and go to hell, dear Lord. And we'll be with you forever and ever, Lord, and never have to take our eyes off of you someday, Lord. Our thoughts will always be about you, and our hearts will always be towards you, Lord. And we'll be right here, and we just praise you and thank you for that, Lord. We pray you just give the preacher what you have for him this morning, Lord. Touch his mind and give him the words, Lord God, you'd have him to speak to him. You glory and honor. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. My thought this morning is God will supply. He will supply. He will take care of, he will watch over. You know, a lot of times when we think about supply, we're just thinking about, you know, food, you know, shelter and, you know, stuff like that. But he supplies so much more than just material things. He supplies us with faith. He supplies us with grace, mercy. He watches over us when we don't even know that we need to be watched over. But he does. We're going to start reading here about Elijah. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there will not be a dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Go thee hence, and turn eastward, and hide thyself by the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan. Now, here we find, you know, this is where Elijah, you know, prayed it quit raining. And he's telling, you know, Ahab, King Ahab, you know, look, you know, this is the way it's going to be. But the Lord is now providing something for Elijah. Shelter. Safety. He's taking him to, he's telling him to go to a place. And he's going to provide for him there. Now listen, it says, And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelled by the brook, Cherith, that is before the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drunk of the brook. Now, God has provided for him the necessities that he needs to make it through this time. He has brought him shelter, a place of safety. He's got food. He's got water. He's got everything he needs to live. And God has provided for him all these things. You know, I'm sure that Elijah got up every morning and waited on them ravens to drop down his bread and his meat. And same thing in the evening. He waited. And he probably knew about what time. You know, I just believe those birds come every day at the same time and brought to him the necessities that he needed to live. God provided. He used a bird. God can use anything that he wants to help us. But sometimes we look and we think in our life, you know, I feel like that, you know, God has just left me, that I'm alone. No, God hadn't left us. God is taking care of each and every one of us in his own way, in the way that we need to, you know, my needs are different than yours. And, you know, your needs are different than mine. But God has a way of supplying those needs. And we're going to find here that sometimes even God uses us to help other people. He might take us from our cozy little place of refuge and put us in a place where we're the ones that God is using to supply the need. Now, it came to pass in verse number 7 that it came to pass while after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, go thee to Zarephath, which belonged to Zion, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Now he's changing directions there. The Lord did. He changed him from being by the brook. Now he's looking for a widow woman. But we're going to sustaining him, but he's helping her. And you know, folks, as Christians today, that's what we need to be doing, is helping one another. Letting God use us in a way to help other people. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and he came to the gate of the city, and behold, a widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called her to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a little morsel of bread in thy hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil of crude in a cruse. Behold, I've gathered two sticks that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." She's looking at her last meal, ain't it? You know, sometimes, folks, we just can't really see how God's really trying to help us. I mean, here's a widow woman. It's like, "God, I'm gathering up sticks now to make the last bit of meal that we got that we may eat and die hungry." And here Elijah's asking for that meal and that oil, and you know, for her to fix that and bring him a drink of water. And sometimes, folks, and I'm being in this situation and really don't know. Sometimes I don't know if I handled it the right way, but you know, seeing the need of someone else. And trying to help that person might take away from what you've got. And I don't know if I'm explaining that good enough, but I know how I felt when I was in a situation. Actually, this week I was in a situation where there was somebody that had a need, and I had to make a sacrifice to help that need. And sometimes that's hard to do. But, you know, I think I listened. I mean, I prayed and asked the Lord to help me with that situation and show me what it was to do. And I pray. Then I made the right decision. And, you know, here, you know, this woman's she has a decision to make. You know, do I make Elijah this piece of bread and bring him this drink of water? Or do I keep it for me and my son?
Yeah.
And when it gets into situations like that, especially when it involves children, sometimes, you know, it might seem like the Lord's asking you to do something hard when in reality, you know, he has a plan.
Yep. Amen.
And I don't know that. I'm not really sure if y'all understand what I'm trying to say. But, you know, it's sometimes God asks us to sacrifice for others.
Yes.
And we might think that the others are better off than we are, but maybe they're not. Maybe we don't know. You know, but it's like y'all. I think I know all of y'all in this church, and I know that but I don't know every situation in your life. Let's put it that way. There may be things about you that I don't know. just like there is things about me that you don't know. And I'm talking about, you know, I mean, you don't know what bills I got due. I don't know what bills you got due. You know, I'm just using that for an example. You know, but God, you know, God knows is what I'm trying to say, and He knows how to use us if we're willing to make the sacrifice sometimes to help others, then He will bless us.
Yep.
In ways that is we'd never be able to understand. You know, it just amazes me how God works.
Amen.
And sometimes it just leaves me, you know, just, I guess the word would be astonished at how He works so wonderfully in our lives, how He supplies, how He puts people in our lives, how He, I mean, it's just, it's amazing. If you just stop and look at every little thing that God does in your life, it's amazing.
Yes.
And I don't know, I don't know that I'm getting across this morning what I'm trying to say. But I say one thing. I thank God in every place that He's ever used me.
Yes. Amen.
For every time that I was able to be an instrument for God to help someone else, I thank Him for that.
Amen.
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 Because it gives
heaven more.
To me, I think it makes me a better person. Now, I'm not saying a perfect person. I'm saying a better person.
Yeah.
I mean, I just wish I could relate to you. I just pray that the Spirit of God will let you see this morning what it is that I'm trying to say. That if we just allow ourselves to set aside our needs, our wants, and our desires for someone else, it just how much of a blessing it is.
Yep. Yes.
All right. See if I can get back to what was it. Quit running that rabbit. And she said, "The Lord thy God, verse 13. And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou said. But make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it to me, and after make thee and for thy son." In other words, make mine first, and then you make for you and your son. In other words, sometimes folks will just bug up, put God first.
Yes.
Always.
Yep.
Yes, I mean, remember there in where Jesus told them, said, when you fed one of the, you know, I'm just going to paraphrase it. You know, He said, you know, when I was hungry, you fed me. Mm-hmm. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, you visited me. And they said, "When did we do this?" And He said, "When you did it to someone else."
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
He asked for the cake first. Not to be stingy.
No.
But to help supply her need. In other words, it was to me that was a tool that Elijah was using to build her faith. to help get strength in her faith. She, you can see that this woman has lost faith. Because she said, I'm going to go make this cake of bread and me and my son are going to eat and die.
Yeah.
Amen. For thus saith the Lord of Israel, the barrel of meal shall be not wasted, nor shall the bosom of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth.
Amen.
Because she put God first, and I'm saying God first even though it's Elijah, because, you know, the Word of God tells us, you know, when you do this for someone else, you're doing it for me. That meal ain't going to cease, and neither is that oil, till it rains. You know, over there at the brook, God was supplying the need of Elijah. Now he's supplying the needs of Elijah, the widow woman, and the son. But God supplies for us each and every need. I mean, he supplies for us all that. It's just hard to just explain just how much love God really is.
Amen.
And how important we are to him.
Amen.
Folks, there ain't a one of us in here that God don't love. And he is, I mean, he's taking care of us.
Amen.
You know, there's, sometimes I feel like, you know, when my back's against the wall, and, you know, kind of in that rock and the, between that rock and the hard place, so to speak. And your faith is getting dwindled. God's still there.
Amen.
Yes.
He's still doing the same work.
Yes.
He hasn't given up on us. He ain't thrown us to the side and said, you know, I just don't need that one no more. He loves us.
Amen.
And no matter how bad that world out there gets, it don't matter how evil it gets or how spiteful it gets toward us, God is going to be there for us.
Amen.
And he's going to take care of us in every need. I know that, you know, sometimes it just seems like the whole world's out to get us.
Yep.
That, you know, that we're just, we're great, one great big old red target, and everybody's just throwing their darts at us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you something, church. Don't give up hope on God. Keep our faith strong. God, when he saved us, didn't tell us we were going to have a carefree journey through this world. And, you know, we're going to go through persecution. We're going to go through tribulations. We're going to go through trials. We're going to go through storms that's so bad that it makes Hurricane Hugo look like the spring rain. But we got God.
Amen.
And as long as we have God in our life, as long as we're following him, as long as we're snuggling up close to him. Folks, they can't defeat us as long as we're in his, we're in the palm of his hands.
Amen.
He is our our fortress. He is our shield.
Amen.
Amen.
He's going to supply whatever we need, no matter what. You know, the Marines has got this, I think it's Marines, it's got this thing, no one's left behind. When you're in God's army, church, God ain't going to leave you behind.
Amen.
Amen.
He is not going to leave us behind. He's going to be there for us, just like he was there for Elijah. Just like he was there for that widow woman.
Yep.
I want you to think about something this morning. Here's Elijah over here laying by the brook, waiting on a bunch of birds to bring him some food. And there's that widow woman. She's looking down in the barrel, she's looking down in that barrel, and she's saying, we're at the end. She looks over in the cruise. We're at the end. Then God dries up the brook and moves a man to come her way.
Amen.
He used Elijah in a mighty way.
Yes.
But he also used the widow woman in a mighty way, in a mighty way too.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you just look. When you got two people and their faith is being beat on, it's being worked on. But when they come together, as we come together as a church,
yeah.
Amen? As we come together as a church, a family of God, children of God, we draw strength off of each other.
Yep. Amen.
We pray for each other.
Yes.
We love one another. We help one another.
Yes.
And that makes us all stronger.
Amen.
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 United. One mind. One accord. Amen.
Amen.
That little family there, and Elijah, they all come together in a time of need, and they strengthen one another. And church is what we need to do. We need to come together and strengthen one another. I mean, we got love here. I know we do.
Yes.
We care about each other.
Yes.
I mean, it's when Rosa called me this morning, I cried. Because I seen that my sister was in need.
Yep.
She had been hurt. I was helping Christy into the vehicle whenever my phone rang and I shut the door. She didn't know what had happened till I got back in. But then when I told her, she cried.
Yep.
Having a passion on our loved ones, on our family, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Come together to be strong. Amen.
Amen.
To help each other.
Amen.
To be there for each other. Amen. Chris, will you stay seated?
Oh, I'm trying to help you there.
You stay seated there for a minute. Tell everybody bye, but we're gonna be here for a few minutes.
Got some more water for you.
Okay.
See, you came back.
Okay.
I'm so sorry for Rosa. I don't know what to say.
I love you too.
Only the word.
Like you too.
Mark Tyler there. He told me to take a dip. I asked about a month or so ago.
The one.
I need to get by him. The word Tyler.
You're safe.
A marmor.
Oh, yeah.
I would get it up. I thought that yesterday.
Yeah.
Work on it and.
Can.
Yeah, bring them.
And then they got pictures on. I bought my building the other day. So I keep getting bring them down.
I decided to take pictures and send to.
Okay.
You know, I'm on the table.
Do you have an email that you can give me?
Yes.
Okay.
Tony was gonna move that stuff.
He say something. No, I say, I'll go move it. Yeah, I'd help if you need some help here.
Well, we're gonna move that stuff on his benches.
Okay, we'll move it all the way down with it. I don't want him to do that, no.
I have it once ago. Anyway, I will be about which type would be done. So it's all small letters.
Okay.
HD.
I help you go to prison.
It'd
be better for me helping now. Tonight, I need a hurry.
Yeah.
That's at gmail.com.
Let's go see where we can put it.
Okay.
It ain't going in there.
Okay.
HD. When I saw you this morning, I thought I'd need to apologize to Teresa.
Oh, no, you're fine.
But no. No, I'm glad you did. Like I said, I started to say something the first thing this morning.
Well, they don't let me claim all of it. They let me claim some of it. Yeah, I think it's like 40% or something.
Oh, I didn't know they would let you claim any of it.
Well, that's what they told me Jackson do it.
Okay, well, good.
And I think that's when you were state. I don't know for sure, but I think it's state.
Well, any help you get from him.
Since I've been paying, seems like every year I've been paying, but I thought it worked out now. I won't have more taxes paid now.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully I'll at least get a little bit of refund this year.
Or at least not have to pay.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I screwed mine up.
I think where they, I think I might have to contact my retirement people because they put where I had to cash it in, they put it all taxable, and Lori said it shouldn't be, so.
Yeah.
That's what mine's messed up, is my 401k when I got it out in 2022, they didn't send me no paperwork, and I didn't file it on my taxes.
Uh-huh. Oh, and now they're.
But I paid taxes,
uh-huh.
But I didn't file it on it.
Have they sent you some kind of notice?
No. I mailed it by mistake.
Oh.
And so.
Well, if they didn't, did they not send you a 1099 or anything?
No. Well, if they did, it was on the computer and I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, Mackie, we borrowed some money out of it in December and they said, we'll send you the tax forms. Well, Mackie did, he went on there and looked and he pulled up the ones for 2022. And I looked on my tax papers. I hadn't filed it. But then I got nothing for 2023.
Do you have an accountant that does your taxes?
Yeah.
Just bring it up to them, and you probably won't owe anything, but
Yeah, but I need to make sure that they know.
Yeah,
so.
I'll be back.
Because you don't want to come up to owing something a big penalty later on or something.
Yeah, I mean, if anything else, I'd get money back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you definitely want that going.
So I'm going to, I got to go work, I'm working for her one day this week.
Yeah.
Thursday, I think. So I'll give her the paper and let her look at it and. See, they send this stuff over emails. My computer at home ain't got internet on it.
Mm-hmm.
My phone, I can't print from it.
And you get so many, or I get so many emails, stuff like that could get lost.
Yeah.
Easy. Easy. Because I have too much junk stuff.
I can't print from my phone. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I mean, is it possible to print from your phone?
Yes, it is possible, but I've never been able to make mine work.
My, okay.
You can print from your phone. I know Rusty does it, but I don't know how he does it.
But I mean, I've tried. I mean, the house don't have Wi-Fi. We don't have no internet.
We don't have internet.
The only thing we got is the internet is from my phone, and I can't seem to get it to tether to my computer either way,
mm-hmm.
or to the printer.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I'll snapshot a picture of it. You have it on your photos. Take it to Walmart and get a picture of it. I've done that. I have actually done that when I couldn't, you know, I would just snapshot a picture of it and go to Walmart.
Oh, yeah, I found out CVS, Walgreens, all of them will do that. Because I went and, when Joe and Jesse got engaged, I went and had printed a couple copies of that.
Off your telephone?
Yeah.
I know there's bound to be a way to do it.
Yeah,
I just don't know how to do it.
Give me a hug,
okay. Bye, Betty. And I'll,
bye.
We'll
I'll
see you.
If I don't see you before, then I'll see you Saturday morning.
Okay.
I didn't
see it now.
Oh, green wall.
We'll start this Wednesday. Just walk right by here.